Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I'm here with Dan Schaefer. We are in hour number two of the show. And were you a Daily Show fan? Or how, what was your level from 1 to 10 of your fandom of the Daily Show when Jon Stewart was still on?
I was a big fan.
Yeah.
I was a big fan, for sure. It was, Stewart and Colbert. Huge part of my, especially like college, early 20s, news consumption habits.
Yep.
Huge fan of the Daily Show back
yeah.
in those days.
Yeah, cool. Same. It's crazy to think of how many people came out of that and now have their own shows, like John Oliver, Samantha Bee, and they're all good. They're all really good. Have you watched his new show, The Problem with John Stewart?
I watched a little bit of it. I watched the first couple. I haven't watched as many.
It's not that funny.
I try to watch like TV these days.
Yeah.
That's not like in politics because I spend so much of my day in it. So I don't like kick back and watch more politics after writing about it all day.
That's fair. I mean, it's interesting. I've listened to the, because there's a corresponding podcast with it. And it's really good. It's certainly not the Daily Show where it's not as, there's not as many jokes. And I mean, it's him riffing because he is just funny in the way that his brain works. But it is the topics that they like really delve into and the format of the show that it allows them to get into it deeper than the 8-minute segment where it's like set up punchline off the headlines. But the very first episode of that show, as you know, if you watched it, since you said you watched the first couple, was about burn pits. And like, I didn't know about them. And that was really eye-opening. And then obviously
it was a really moving episode. Incredibly, hearing the stories from some of these veterans who spent time and just getting a look at what these, like, you hear burn pits, it's one thing, but like the visuals that they had as part of that episode were just really, really striking. Just like these were huge. This wasn't just like a trash can on fire. This was like these enormous burn pits that these veterans lived next to. You know, it's just incredible.
And the mistreatment of them as they get sick from coming home. And so like that was, it was incredible to watch. I think it was about a year ago-ish, maybe last fall. And then this last week have everything boil over with the PACT Act where Republicans passed it, then decided that they didn't want to pass it. And then Jon Stewart goes pretty viral with a couple different videos of how outraged he is at this 180 that they did. And then yesterday they got enough votes to pass it. And there is it was funny because there was one picture of him smiling in the Capitol, and you can tell it's not like gloating smiling, but just like we got it done. And but it's like close up on him, and then the actual picture though is Mitch McConnell walking next to him, like when you zoom out with like walking the other way, and it's pretty great, but. It was interesting because I saw someone said it more succinctly than I can, so I'm just going to read it. But it says, Jon Stewart is an excellent example of the power of celebrity when it's wielded strategically and unrelentingly on a single issue. And also, it says a lot about our system that an issue like this would require celebrities' unrelenting advocacy for years in order to be addressed. And it's like, yeah. Like, why did it take his power and influence to get this done and the attention he brought to it? And, you know, like, I think he doesn't want to be the story of this, but he is ultimately. And what does it say about our culture that like it takes these people to get our attention on things that really matter?
Yeah, it's really tough because I think he was, so just going through the timeline of events, there was the vote in June, and then Jon Stewart and I think a number of, it had gathered with a number of veterans groups outside the Capitol expecting the bill to pass last week. But you had the situation where a number, I think it was a group of 25 Republicans, Ron Johnson was among them, who had switched their vote to stall this bill. And so you had not Stewart was the most visible figure of it. But I think there were a number of veterans groups who had gotten together thinking that they were coming for a celebration. Mm. And you had these, you know, 25 Republicans. I think, you know, the bill still passed with a majority, but because of the filibuster, it wasn't able to. It's just like another example of like these ridiculous nonsense rules that set us into these gridlock situations. But you had something that was going to be a celebration. And then Republicans like Ron Johnson decided that because they were mad about something else or whatever the issue might be, you know, flipped their vote on it. And I think what Stewart did this week and what he was so good at with The Daily Show at its peak was revealing that disconnect and revealing that, you know, politicians just being politicians instead of actually doing the good that needs to get done. Like how many Republican politicians have said so much about veterans over the years?
Yeah.
Then they go and cast votes like this that are just absolutely ridiculous, denying veterans the care that they should have earned and then some. So it's like you said, it's frustrating that it has to be somebody like John Stewart, somebody who's going to get really involved in this issue. But I think, you know, he served as the visible vocal figurehead of a movement for an expansion of healthcare and benefits for veterans. And I think he did the same thing for the 9/11 first responders too, a number of years ago when that got stalled by Republican politicians playing gimmicky games in the Senate at that time too. So I think he's always so good at revealing, I'm trying not to swear, it's revealing the BS.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't used the dump button yet, but I'm ready.
Well, it's funny is because we played a clip of him yesterday, and I gave Jane two different options, and she's like, I'm gonna choose the one that he cursed in less, so I have less work to say.
Yeah.
Do we have a clip of him talking after? I think this was yesterday, and so of him acknowledging the moment after it passed. So let's play that quickly.
I want to apologize for cursing last week.
No, you didn't.
I don't know what happened. No, normally I'm very demure. I'm not sure I've ever seen a situation where people who have already given so much had to fight so hard to get so little. And I hope we learn a lesson.
He's so good with words. He's so good. Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm happy that we have him. It's inspiring to watch how genuine I think his passion for these issues and justice for these issues is. And it's just, I guess, the reality of the world we live in, of like, it takes a platform to actually bring awareness, but not always. You know what? Did you see this story about this 19-year-old in Texas, this abortion rights activist who raised $2 million? Have you heard anything about this at all?
I did. Yeah, because of some sort of Twitter beef with Matt Gaetz. Right?
So yeah, Matt Gaetz like body shamed her because she's a bigger woman and body shamed her on Twitter. And from that, she switched, like flipped it on him and has raised $2 million. Basically just like people who are like, yeah, screw that guy. I had no idea who she was before that. And so, you know what? I will take it back. There are people who don't necessarily have the platform like John Stewart, who are wielding power still to make good change. Cause that is a pretty good story to know that she's only 19. That's wild.
Yeah. People can make a difference, Kristen. We can't be too cynical about all of this, right? People can make a difference, whether you're John Stewart or some 19-year-old Twitter activist.
What's great about her is she, who are the other two? There's two, she created a meme of herself wearing Thanos's glove, and instead of the stones, She's just putting different like white male politicians' faces on the glove, because there's prior to Matt Gaetz, there was two other guys, I can't remember what the stories were, that tried to like come after her on social media. And she's like, I don't think you understand, like, I own you. And she's so much better at social media than all of these guys are, like any Gen Z person usually is, because they're just better at it than we are. And so she is quite the inspiration. She's from a group called Gen Z for Change. I think that's the name of it. Which there's another one there who's the, I think, one of the leaders of that group, who's a big TikToker, who's also as feisty and intelligent and like very fun to watch her comebacks of how she claps back at people when they come for her, and how I would not want to get into an argument with these young people, because I think they would do circles.
Yeah, they're like social media. They've got like social media black belt. Like, I'm terrified.
You know who else is really good at that? Who we're actually friends with is not as pretty good at that. I'm Akashvi. And so when you watch her on Twitter, she will end you if you try to come to battle with her on Twitter.
Luckily, I've never been in that situation.
Me either. I'm like, to be ended, I surrender, like white flag. So I think that's been a good story. I'm happy that turned out the way that it did. It'll be interesting to see what his next like passion project becomes to try to make a difference.
I think we can't overlook the actual result here. Of course, it's great that these veterans are going to get benefits. It is one of the largest expansions of healthcare for veterans in a generation. It's not just the one singular issue that Stuart really went in on with the burn pits. It's overall like it's a huge expansion for benefits for veterans, and it's the type of thing that we should have bipartisan support on, but we didn't.
Yeah.
And one of those people who didn't support it was Wisconsin's senior senator. So
he also doesn't want to support Social Security or Medicare. So that's a whole different topic. All right. Well, when we come back, what is the most Midwest thing on earth? Data will tell us. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.